What country did this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb Zlotik je.
Hello, and welcome to Golden Age, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Terry, I am glad to hear it.
Yes. So, I guess to start off the episode, we should probably just get a little something out of the way. We're recording on Wednesday, the 3rd of June.
Yes.
And I guess we just wanted to have a little word about what is going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. And we know we have some listeners across the way in America. And I guess we want to say that we hope that you guys are all staying safe. It's pretty shocking what's going on over there. And
it's mad.
It is mad. And basically, yeah, just be safe.
From what I'm like looking at it, right, I'm not going to get into it or anything like that, but like, I hope that's something, I think it will, that something positive will come out of all this. Like, it's such a shame that it has to happen off the back of, like, some horrific incident or incidents. But I think even, I'd like to think that, like, you know, this will have a big impact in the way, you know, the civil rights movement did and all the other things. But also, just even with the coronavirus and COVID and all that, I hope that that'll have some sort of a positive, you know, after effect of, you know, whether it's people working from home or people getting having a better work-life balance and less emissions and all this sort of stuff. I hope that all the shit that's been going on the last few months, something good will sort of come out of it, you know?
Oh, it's just like, I've never seen anything like it, just in terms of like, I guess for, I've been watching, I've been too far into it, I think, in the last few days. Like,
there's more even than there was talking about the coronavirus. Like, it's just everywhere.
But I'm like, say I'm waking up at 1 a.m. to like change the baby's nappy or something, and then I'm like on Twitter, like, what's this? You know, a church has been tear gassed or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I'm constantly like every couple of hours I have like there's a new thing I see where I'm like, oh my fucking god!
And like, it's, I guess, like for us living in Ireland, like, we're far away from it, and like, I'm taking it to heart, so I can only imagine what's going on. Like, I'm feeling a lot of anger, I'm feeling a lot of sadness, a lot of frustration watching it. So I can only imagine the people over there and our listeners over there, what yous are going through. Like, you can't really at all. So I guess it's just like, we're our thoughts are with yous, and that, like, we're hoping that you guys are staying safe, you know. So that's really the best message I can give. And like, you're right, I hope something fucking does come out of it, because it's the country as a whole seems a bit broken, you know.
It just, I hope that this is like the tide where things were like so bad that it was forced a complete like reboot almost of the way we do things. But listen, Terry, if I may ask you a question.
Sure.
How the bloody hell are you?
Good.
And do you have any news?
I'm good, but I realise I'm bloody old, Andy.
Yeah.
I did a home workout video for the first time in a few weeks, and Jesus Christ.
I heard a few groans when you were getting up there get your notepad.
God almighty, like, it is not great, I have to say. Like, I got up this morning, I was like, oh, I'm a little bit stiff. And as the day has gone on, like, I was sitting at my desk working. So I brought the baby for a walk in the afternoon, like on my lunch break. So I got back and I was at the desk for like 3 hours, 3.5 hours. And when I got up after sitting there pretty much nonstop, I was like, ugh, like, I could actually, like, you can feel the muscles or whatever. You know,
I never thought in my 20s that, like, because I sort of started it when I started doing like jiu-jitsu and stuff, but I never thought I'd have these sort of aches in my like early to mid 30s.
Oh,
like,
God, like, I just think I have to keep doing it, or like I'm gonna do one tomorrow, probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but like, it's just trying to get into the routine of it. But it was like, doing all stuff that I hadn't done. Working muscle I hadn't worked, like doing squats, lunges.
Oh yeah.
You know, doing these like, what do they call, curtsy with a weight and stuff like that. Like all that stuff that, yeah.
What's the curtsy with the weight?
So you do a curtsy, but you have a weight. So like you're, and then you do like a kick afterwards. So like even it's pathetic, even me trying to get my leg straight at my waist height. Like, it's
are just, you able? Are you able to touch your toes with your legs straight?
Just about.
Yeah.
Like, just yeah. about, and you, I can
with noises.
My legs do be burning. Like, stretch. Like,
it is a good stretch. Now, like that's the thing. I love working out and exercising. I just don't do it enough. It's like everything. Like, yeah, I do it a bit, but I don't do it enough. But like, especially once you get into that routine,
it's harder now with just things being closed and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
with,
big time.
You know, with COVID. But yeah, you know, I've been. You know, we had a few socially distanced visits over the weekend, nice. Which is nice. Had my nephew Sam up on Saturday, and he was teaching me all about the music he's listening to these days.
What is it?
He listens to, let me get this right, XXXXTacion.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, he's dead, right?
Yeah.
And there's some other guy, something Juice. hold on, because I had to put it on my Spotify, so I'm sure it'll be in my
something
searches.
Juice?
Or it's, yeah, Trippy Little. This trippy I got red. In it. I don't juice. Know, all these rap.
Are you a fan of Waka Flocka Fame? Flame?
Never heard of them.
I didn't even know.
Trippy Red was one.
Trippy Red. Never heard of him.
Juice World was the guy. But World is spelled
Trippy Red and Juice World. This is like from a menu. Like.
Yeah. And of course, who could forget Ski Mask the Slump God? Naruto, Ninetale, Fox, Hope, I feel like a Gucci ad lib. Burr, colder than Coca Cola, mascot, Bullerberg. Put my sauce on lasagna, it can make Garfield purr. I ain't really fucking with these niggas. Come on.
I was come
like on, trying to play man. Him. I was like, I played him a bit of DMX. I was like trying to play him a bit of like old school Kanye. Like, nice. I tell you, and I forgot how much I loved Kanye before he went insane. I mean, he probably always was insane.
Oh, like, man, some of his insane albums are, dare I say, insane. Life of Pablo is unreal. And
really
Jesus
good?
And
like,
all that. So good.
Wow.
Like, unbelievably good. Like, it's nothing I've ever heard.
I was, like, listening to, like, Workout Plan.
Oh, yeah. That's like a different...
Nobody wants a little tired ass. 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess it was right. Like Halle Berry to me, so excuse me, miss. I forgot your name. Thank you, God bless you. Good night. So good, like that album is unreal.
His new gospel one wasn't great.
I switched off after the fourth one.
I tell you what, Terry, Pablo is probably more accessible than Yeezus. Yeezus is just like,
the discography going through it here. I went after graduate, after My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Oh yeah, and that was supposed to be like one of his best as well.
Yeah, but I never
really heard that.
There's a couple of goods. You would have heard, like, say, Power was...
That is my workout jam.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then All of the Lights.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Also on the playlist.
Yeah, that's the only two, really, that I were...
I tell you, he's got some bangers.
But Graduation is a great album as well, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Tell you what. The man was doing the damn thing.
Then I just kind of turned off. I was turned off. Life of Pablo is 2016.
Yeah, that was unreal. That was really good. Yeah.
Watch the Throne. That was the one with Jay's, was it?
Which one?
Watch the Throne. Was that the one? That he and
oh,
Jay-Z
yeah.
Did?
I don't really know that one. If Jay-Z is involved, I'm out.
Oh, man.
He's the worst.
He's not. You're the worst.
Come on.
Let's not turn on each other already. That's all we have.
Yeah, we'll save it for the Marvel one.
Oh, dear.
You know what?
Have you been?
I've been on a bit of a... I don't know if this is the right term. Why ask the question and then tap? What is it? What word jumble have you got for us today?
It is a Great Divide Denver Pale Ale.
Oh, topical.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I should be doing this over here, sorry.
No, that's fine. You don't need to do that on the mic. Terry. Hang on, let me zoom in for this.
Yeah, well, I've never had this one. Like, the card's on the table, and this is the only one I have left in the fridge.
Oh.
So there's no going back.
He hates the smell already. I'll just tell the folks what I'm seeing. Nope.
Okay.
Come on,
that's,
who are you kidding?
That's good.
That's okay. That's not what you want. Your
no,
first
that's
sip.
Good.
Your first sip's got to be the best.
No, it's not, though. Not always. Not always. Now, what we blathered on.
But before I was so rudely interrupted, I've been on a bit of a serendipitous streak this week, Terry. I don't know if I'm using that term correctly, okay. And I don't think I am. But I have, right, I was walking to the shops a few days ago. I don't know if I said this already. It was about maybe a week or two ago. And I was like, well, like I opened my car door because the shop is literally like a 60-second drive or a 2-minute walk. Like, I couldn't be more lazy. But I opened the door and I was like, nope. And I closed the door and actually said out loud, nope, I'm going to walk today. And then as I was walking, I found a fiver on the path, right? So
okay.
I was like, and I knew when I closed the door to the car, I said, I bet you something's going to happen now as a result of this sliding doors moment where I decided not to take the car. And boom, found a fiver.
Okay, well, you have used it semi-correctly there, yeah.
Right, okay. Then, only yesterday, I'm in the car and I'm changing the song that I'm listening to, and I see there's a message there from Kerry saying, can you pick something up in the shop? I always having to pick something up in the shop on the way out. So I went into the shop like, and then I opened the door, boom, there's a fiver right there in front of me again.
Nobody accepts money anymore, man. Might as well have a piece of toilet roll.
It's a nice sentiment, though. I just thought that was mad. Those two moments where I'm like, I wouldn't have done either of those things myself. But fortune led me to this windfall. So, you know what? I'm rolling with it.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'm glad you have.
Look, thanks, man.
You found the tenor. I won 50 big ones and poker last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you go
what
first?
About this kind of energy? BD. Right here. Yeah. First one of this, yeah. First one in 3 or 4. I can't remember
okay.
how you played, but yeah.
Fair play, buddy.
Yeah, happy out.
And what did you put in?
Tenner.
Okay, that's good. How did you get it though? If you were doing it online,
it's linked to your bank account.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I just withdraw it. My details are...
What's your bank details? The other thing I was thinking... I don't know if I told you this already. Did I talk to you about Blippi at all?
No.
Kids YouTube
yeah.
show.
Yeah, is it like Blue Ball?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I learned something about Blippi this week that has blown my mind.
Just refresh my memory on Blippi.
Blippi's some YouTube sensation. Kids love him. Joni loves him. Like, loads of her friends love him. He's a guy like my age. Kind of looks a bit like me. With a beard.
Okay.
And like big orange glasses and an orange flat cap and like suspenders and a bow tie. Like, hey, look kid.
Okay,
right? And he goes to like, you know... the Washington, like, play center and whatever, blah, 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 and goes around, look at this, it's a giraffe.
You can fly airplanes in these simulations. I wish I could fly an airplane like a real cockpit. Look, there's a real airplane cockpit. Whoa, this is so cool.
And all this sort of shit. Do you know... that this son of a bitch was involved in some sort of... Do you remember the Harlem Shake? Where, like, the video would be, like, people would be, like, kind of dancing
yeah,
and then
yeah.
the beat would drop and they're all going crazy. He did one where he shat into another man's ass in a public, like... in a public cubicle or a public... I don't know
Andy.
What it was. Terry... I couldn't get over this news. I've been
you
watching
have blocked,
this guy.
Blocked it from like.
Yeah, well, now she's
Johnny.
Just on the kids' YouTube. But
yeah, and
can you believe
as, like,
that?
Unacceptable content.
I still haven't gotten over it. How
God.
Unacceptable is that? Fucking
not,
freak!
I knew there
was something up with him. Anyway,
I've been taking a page out of your book after we last talked. It was kind of rattling around in my head. Of wrestling.
Yes.
I'm watching some old wrestling. So basically, Faye had a friend over on Sunday out the back for a few drinks. So I was watching the baby, but I also had a Zoom call or whatever scheduled with a few friends.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I've half an hour to kill before the Zoom call, but I can't really do it. So what will I watch? And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just like, it just popped into my head, like, kind of think because we've been talking about Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
But it was like, I stuck on Edge versus Mick Foley from WrestleMania 22.
Ooh.
In a hardcore match. I'd never seen it.
Good.
Have you heard about this?
I haven't.
Oh my god, it's like proper, one of the most brutal ones you'll see in WWF. Like,
really?
Barbed wire, in
2006, I guess that would have been.
Yeah, 2006 it was, yeah.
They were having barbaric matches even in 2006.
It was a special thing that it was like, right. You know, Edge versus Foley, whatever. I think it was like Foley was the special guest referee when Edge lost the title. So then they were having this hardcore match. But they have fire, they have thumbtack.
Oh my god, here we go! Oh my god, what's gonna happen? Look out! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Stay, like, it was really, like, very good. And it's nice. 25 minutes match, whatever. Like, but just fucking hell, I was very impressed.
I haven't seen that now.
I would go out of your way to watch it. And then that kind of led me on to watching ECW One Night Stand 06.
So the one where Bradshaw beat the shit out of the Blue Meanie.
No, that was 05. So that it was so like, good. This is the next year. And it was just like, just very well done. The crowd are fucking insane. They as are, always. Yeah. Like, it's just like,
really makes it.
The chant's like, you suck dick.
I know.
Dick.
Like, Cena swallows. Like, fuck it out.
Yeah, but I was like, you suck watching dick. It and then like, yeah. And I, like, I miss crowds in wrestling. Like, yeah. You know? Yeah.
I miss crowds. And actually,
but I would highly recommend that show as well. Very, very good.
Okay. It was, well, I'll get there. I mean, I'm kind of tempted to keep going after I'm halfway through WrestleMania 17.
A week later, and you're still only...
I was like, I had like two Raws and two Smackdowns watched since the last time. Okay. That's good going. Yeah. I just finished the Shane and Vince street fight. Oh,
God. I thought, Does not age well.
I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, the actual, like, some of the move... Well, Shane's jump from the top rope, and then Shane's other jump from the top rope.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it. But it made me wonder, right? I haven't seen the rest of it, but, like, you knew Trish was up to something when she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll do whatever you want and all this. You're like, all right, she's working some angle, playing the long game. And then in the match... What?
Did you? At the time, I wasn't.
So yeah, because I'm like, what? She just, like, she's clearly cooking something up. And then, like, you get to the actual match and she just slaps him in the face and that's it. Like, the amount of degrading shit he had to do.
But also, wasn't it that she brought Linda out?
Yeah.
And she knew Linda wasn't...
She didn't medicate her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Knew Linda, was that, like, was so ridiculous. So
stupid.
She's like, committed to whatever, some... nursing home under sedation for the whole thing, like.
But that jump from Shane, I remember watching
coast
that.
Coast to coast.
I remember watching that for the first time and being like, was one of the first genuinely like, oh my god.
Shane is in another. There's no way. There is absolutely no way in hell Shane can do that.
I can't believe he made it, like, and he made it with, you know, some to spare.
But he does it now in, like, the last few years when he's been wrestling. You're like,
oh yeah,
he's just about getting there, like, you know, the tippy toes of his sneakers are connecting with the can. Sure,
technically,
like,
he is connecting. Yeah.
Like, and in fairness to him, he's had two Hell in a Cell matches in the last couple of years, and he has dived off The Hell in a Cell now is like 15 feet higher because they don't really like do it.
Yeah.
So it's like massive dives through the announcement.
Oh, I've seen one of them actually.
He did one with Taker and he did one with Kevin Owens.
This guy, I swear he could just start running and just take off. jump like 30 feet in the air, no problem.
Not nowadays.
How he does it, like.
He's too big nowadays. Have you seen him now? He's like.
He's a bit bulky, alright.
He's filled out like. He's a jiu-jitsu guy, is how he.
Oh, is he?
Himself. Yeah. It's awful.
My man.
Awful. anything else you've been up to?
Not really. I've been watching a lot of kids' shows. Like, mm-hmm. I watched that. The Mouse Detective.
Basil the Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen it before. It was actually brilliant.
The end of it is in like a clock tower, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I loved that when I was a kid. So good.
It was brilliant. I never seen it.
Is it Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm too excited.
Yeah, I've been watching that. I watched a bit of The American Tale. I haven't finished that one.
Feifel?
But these sort of ones.
The Big Cat. I don't know who does his voice, but like he reminds me of like, okay, we're like gonna animate John Candy.
The cat did kind of look like John Candy.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, they were great. How about yourself? What have you been up to?
I didn't really like Feifel, to be honest.
I don't either.
I fit a movie in. One movie in.
Of course.
I signed up to this 30-day subscription. Basically it's an art house goon service.
Called
Mubi, MUBI, where they add a movie every day and they take a movie away. So you have 30 days to watch the movie and then they take it away. So every day in theory they're adding a movie and they're taking away a movie.
Right. And what kind of movies are those?
There's a lot of French stuff and there's a lot of, you know, it's independent stuff, but this one I came across, a little movie called Night Moves.
Night Moves.
Yeah.
Working on a night move. Dun, dun.
None of the blues. Great song.
I know.
I'm sailing in. I thought it was really, really good. It was Jesse Eisenberg. Dakota Fanning.
Right.
Her from... don't roll your eyes.
No, they're both okay. Yeah.
There's a good few people in it that like were just getting their career off the ground. Those are the two men. And Peter Sarsgaard is son of Stellan Skarsgård.
Stellan's boy.
You may have seen him in The Avengers and Thor recently.
Who was he in that?
Who was the only Scandinavian man in either of those films?
I don't know. Are they was he playing a Scandinavian man?
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't keep up with that.
He was the scientist guy.
Oh, your man. Yeah.
Thor's drinking buddy.
He's supposed to be Scandinavian?
They have a whole thing about how he recognises that who Thor Natalie, is talking about. Because it's
Natalie Portman's dad.
Not his dad. Not her dad. Her mentor.
Anyway. Every movie I get some sort of relationship. Ryan's like, was he not his brother, no? And Captain America.
But anyway, it's a movie and it's kind of... I had read the synopsis, so I knew what it was about. But Faye was sitting there watching it. I mean, she's like... And I didn't tell her. I just put it on. I didn't tell her what it was about. And
the best way to get them to watch something, by the way.
She's like, I think I'm going to go to bed. And then she sat there watching it until she was like, I can't actually stay awake any longer. But the idea is it's just the two of them, Dakota and Eisenberg, and they're doing all this stuff like they buy a boat and they're kind of, you don't know what they're doing until half an hour in. It turns out that they're like eco protesters that are like, they're like, oh, we need to buy a bunch of fertilizer. And I was like, are they doing a bomb? Like, what's this? Yeah. Like, but like the film doesn't like hand feed you. If you just went in blind, you're just really intrigued by what they're doing, this little mundane stuff.
You don't know why.
Yeah, and then essentially it's the whole thing of like they want to blow up a dam as some sort of protest, and then I won't ruin
feel,
it for you.
Feel free. Okay,
the other people out there, but very well done, very well acted, And it was, you know, like an hour 45 or something like that of a little thriller.
We should have opened with that, Terry.
No, because if I just tell you the time. Anyway.
Tell me the
time. It was very good. I would recommend it if anybody gets a chance to have a look at it there.
That comes two thumbs up from TT approved.
Really enjoyed it. It was a nice change of pace for something that was, you know, it was similar to The American is what I would say.
I watched a clip from The American, and the scene where he is putting the gun together is relaxing.
It's so relaxing.
It is. Just the clinking of the metal as he's going through it.
It's like one of those, you know, model making videos you'd see on YouTube.
When I was looking for a clip for Midnight Run, I was like, oh, which one do I choose? Like, this looks like a brilliant movie. I started it, and I'll go back to it. But yeah,
have you started it?
Literally just 5 minutes in, but I will go back. I like
it. It's a great opening five as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Like even the clip you chose for the last week from Midnight Run, I was like, oh, that's like quite near the end of the movie.
Oh, is it? Does that give things away?
No, it doesn't really give a lot away, but just like that, like Joey Pants being like, he's calling me a motherfucker. You're calling me a motherfucker.
Everyone's calling me a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was him, but yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. Terry, dare I say, can I talk to you about The Simpsons, please?
Sure.
More specifically, Terry, can I talk to you about the 20th episode of The Simpsons' sixth season, 2001 Greyhounds? You know what? I feel like a right fool now, but I never realised that was a play on 101 Dalmatians. Never knew, because they spelled it 2001. I don't know why. But anyway, it was written by Mike Scully and directed by Bob Anderson. Frank Welker guest stars as Santa's little helper and other various dogs. Now, I don't know who Frank Welker is.
Frank Welker is like...
Who is he?
He's like on Futurama quite a lot, so like.
Did he do Scooby Doo?
I don't know. I think he might have been in Dude, Where's My Car as well.
Oh, classic!
That's somebody else I'm thinking of. So no, he might have done Scooby Doo. Yeah, looking at him here.
Yeah, so he did the voice of Santa's little helper.
Now he's a voice actor on IMDb. His credits, he has 848 credits.
Is that a lot?
Yeah. Would you know somebody that has been in 848 movies? Like?
Well, I don't know. Voiceover work is like a dime a dozen.
But that's what I mean. But like, as I said, you know he was a voice actor. Because almost 1,000.
I was too busy reading what I was going to say next.
Go on then, you prick.
It was written by I just said that. You're throwing me off.
Sorry.
Hold on. Something's popped up on my laptop here. It got a Nielsen rating of 7.3. Mere peanuts.
That's low, I guess.
That's low for them, all right. Mm. I did like the fact that the producers wanted to communicate Mr. Burns' horrific plan of killing the puppies through a musical number.
Oh, which, so good.
Boy, did they knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
Matt Groening, it was one of his favourites because he thought it felt like a callback to the first episode, Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, and because it has references to 101 Dalmatians, which was one of the reasons why he got into animation. So that's one of his favourites. And the... what was it? Your man's name, Rory Calhoun?
Yeah.
There was a big debate over whether people would get...
I don't know who he is. I think that adds to the joke.
Yeah, that's what they said. They were going to take it out, but they just decided to keep it in anyway. And then it was obviously mentioned again towards the end of the episode. So it was sort of, you know, but it was right to be there.
It's a real, like, it's a Burnsy reference. I think that's what the joke works so well.
Yeah. Like, you know, like he's always referencing these, like, 1910, like, whatever, exactly, like, actors and athletes.
Yeah.
But what else have we got? It's got good ratings, good reviews. It aired April 3rd, 1995.
Did you like any of the names for the puppies?
You got them there?
I have a bunch of them here, but a couple of them there have like Sleepy, Dopey, Grumpy. you know?
Yeah. Disney. I like that, yes. Oh, is that okay.
Donner Blitzen.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's just, I was just picking out, you know, and then you, you saw the joke, Prince.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll get into that, but, you know.
Well, can I actually ask you, Terry, straight off the bat, what you thought of this episode?
I watched it yesterday, and I have to say, I laughed an awful lot, and I thought it was very sweet at times, and then at the end, I was just like left feeling with a bit of a like question mark, like how did I actually feel about it? To be honest, like because I thought the opening, say 2/3 was great, and then the musical number was great. And then it was kind of like, oh, okay, it's, you know,
just kind of maybe
when, I think it was when Burns kind of showed up that I was like, I don't know, I don't really like this stretch of it, but I thought, by and large, I thought it was very, very good. I have to say,
yeah,
it's a funny one because like, I think that, like there's a lot of gags that made me laugh out loud straight away before they have the puppies.
Yeah,
like the whole thing with. They did a lot of stuff in threes, which I thought was notable for this one.
How like, do you mean?
Like, Bart is, like, watching TV or whatever, and they come in, and Lisa is like, what was it? Like, somebody, let me see here. Marge, like, who broke my vase? Lisa's like, my test paper's off the refrigerator. And then Homer's like, who spread garbage all over Flanders before I could? Like, and... that whole thing, like, of, like, Bart's like, oh, please, I would never do this. Petty vandalism with none of my social commentary. And then...
they always give, like, three samples.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, and then they do it again where it's like, my bongo drums, my strobe light, my best of Ray Stevens featuring the Streak album.
Yeah.
You know, like, they...
I didn't notice that, yeah.
I thought it was quite good in that way. I just, like, even at the start, the whole... I don't know, maybe I'll save that for when we're kind of we're jumping around, but like, I don't know, what did you think of
it? It was a weird one, like, it gave me the laughs that I'd been craving the last couple of weeks, but like, it was probably a worse episode than the last couple as well, you know what I mean? Like,
I think, like, last week's episode...
thin plot.
Yeah, last week's episode was better, like, better told story, definitely. Yeah. And I loved the attention to detail more so in it and the world that they kind of built for you. This one was better than the Critic episode.
Yes.
It was...
definitely.
If you're talking about their like right side of zaniness or whatever, like I think last week got the zany levels right.
Yeah.
The Critic one got them wrong. And this one is kind of in the middle, you know, in some of it. Like, you know...
like I'd probably if
it's
I
it's very cartoony. It seems later. It seems like later season Simpsons than season 6.
Kind of did.
Yeah.
And is there
the animation?
Is there a thing with Disney Plus that they're doing something to the animation?
I think it just might be that it is in higher definition than what it's like remastered or whatever.
It kind of seems like the color is a little bit outside of the black line of their outline when they're drawn, you know what I mean?
I didn't notice that now.
I don't know if that's a Disney thing or if that's just one or two episodes, but I've noticed it a few times.
This episode, but like the animation of Homer made me think of like season 7 or 8 Homer.
Yeah.
Then season 6. I don't know if you picked up on that.
He's a bit more put together.
Yeah, like, and he looked, he almost looked like, maybe it's just coming off last week's episode, he looked a little like slimmer or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd say if I watched Lisa's Wedding and then watched that one, 2001 Greyhounds, I would come out thinking that the 2001 Greyhounds was better. You know what I mean? Like if I was just sitting here casually flicking the channels and I came across one or I came across the other, I'd probably enjoy watching 2001 Greyhounds more because it's making me laugh a lot more.
If you weren't analysing it, like...
yeah, if I wasn't analysing it for a podcast, I'd probably just say, that was funny. You know?
Well, that like there wasn't, like I say, like I love the opening with, you know...
what was the opening again?
It's like Morning Springfield or whatever.
Oh, the glass, Kent Brockman.
Yeah, and the rhino, like it's just a great setup where it's like the two-ton rhino has been captured and put back into safety, and then like the rhino just going crazy,
goring people, like,
three-ton rhino that escaped last week is still in Orange.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah, it's like, good. That. And like, just the townspeople that are there, like, it's Kirk and Luann are part of it there. Like, I was like, I like that they weren't all just faceless.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But then, like I said, like, the idea of the family confronting Bart on, you know, doing stuff. And while it's happening, the dog is just going... I love the animation of the dog in this episode.
Yeah.
And like, the dog going crazy, running around. At one point, he runs by with a knife in his mouth.
I don't remember this.
Like, the dog, he like comes in, rips apart a pillow. Nobody notices him. Then one way he comes by and he has like a knife in his mouth. Yeah. And then I did. I just loved it. This is like my first big like laugh out loud. Where it was, and I knew it was coming, but it still got me. Where it was like, well, these things didn't just ruin themselves, did they? Like, did they?
Did they? Yeah.
And I loved the bit where it's, and I've always loved it, where it's like, it's lucky Bart's not to blame because it's spanking season and I got a hankering for some spankering.
It's funny though, because you were saying, I think they were there was a deliberate attempt to improve Santa's little helper in this one, because I remember they said like Matt Groening said that he preferred animals in cartoons to behave exactly the way they do in real life. And that he's like, that's how they were depicted in this episode, with some exceptions for like obvious gags, but they tried to keep it very realistic.
You've owned the dog, like the gag where they're outside with the ball. I thought it was great. I thought it was great where it was like, and he's just not even trying to get the ball. You know, they're like, go back, and then like when they're just rolling it along the floor, he's like, like just.
I love the whole telling the story of how rambunctious the dog is getting. That he just has so much energy to burn, like.
He's got the precious cable TV cable.
There's something very satisfying about how the cable rips through God. Like, you know,
there was right above everyone's house. A weird gag here, and it was one that obviously it's not in the regular. Like, it wasn't in, because I don't remember the joke where it was, you know, Wiggum.
Your cable TV is experiencing difficulties. Please do not panic. Resist the temptation to read or talk to loved ones. Do not attempt sexual relations, as years of TV radiation have left your genitals withered and useless.
Well, I'll be damned.
Like, that definitely wasn't in it.
I do remember that.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure I remember that.
It maybe definitely it was on
the RTE one.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't on the Sky ones or anything like that.
Mm.
I liked when they went to the pet shop and
the
clerk. I don't know why it worked. I knew so
you'd
well.
Love. I knew you'd love the clerk. You love those characters.
Let me try a canine human mind meld. It's an incredibly rare psychic power possessed only by me and three other clerks at this store. Okay. Bruff. 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 I'm bored. I'm restless. Need change in life. Ruh! Like imported leather leash. Blue contact lenses. 200-volt shock training collar.
It's an incredibly rare psychic power possessed only by me and three other clerks at this store.
And I love how like this, like the way it goes is like, he's like, oh, I'm bored.
I'm restless. Need change in life, rough.
Like imported leather leash.
Blue contact lenses, 200-volt shock training collar, and like they have everything in the.
That's what I love, because I think it's clearly being set up of like he's conning them, but they just completely fall for it and buy absolutely everything. Yeah, like you said, the fish tank in there. The
fish tank. They have like I don't know, like some kind of giant lobster thing in the backseat. I did like as well just the animation of the dog
going out the window. He sort of melts out the window, like.
And they make it like it's an action movie, like, like the music.
Well, we'll catch him or run him over, trying.
So they go back to the race, the track, and then at the track, there's so many good gags.
Oh,
the
track. Yes,
like
one of my favorite of all time.
What's your favorite?
When Marge. It says, won't you miss his companionship? Yeah. And the laugh, I don't know, he's like, lady, yeah, all right.
Can we keep Santa's girlfriend, Mom, please? But she's not our dog.
She's yours now. Once they fall in love, they lose their racing spirit.
Won't you miss her loyalty and companionship?
Lady, you're all right.
I say that to Carrie all the time whenever she says, like whenever she asks me to do something that I'm not going to do or that I don't want to do, like like when you change the bed sheets or something and I just start laughing, I'm like, lady, you're all right.
I did like Homer's, the dog he betted on, she's the fastest. It's like the announcer voice, they're so good at doing these things, but like, she's the fastest is off to
insurmountable. And it's always right at the right moment. It's like, I don't think it's like, and she's the fastest. Like, how has the dog got such an unassailable lead so quick?
We did a race night for my old football club years ago, and it was, you know, basically you, it's on the big screen or whatever. You could sponsor a dog. So basically, like, I pay €10 for this dog, and if it wins, I get money, but you can also bet on it. So like, I pay €10 for my dog. You can name whatever you want. I named it She's the Fastest. I also bet on it, and lo and behold, by pure coincidence, it did end up winning. Like, so I ended up raking in a lot of money.
Nice. That's real.
Supposed to be sponsorship for the club. Here I was taking it back out.
With a big cigar in your mouth. Money's just resting in my account.
But I do love, like, the account, the announcer basically, like, it's like, another dog is on the track. The mystery dog is getting fast in the outside. Of course, he could never win this race. Or could he?
Could he? there was apparently a big issue with the Fox Network censors over the scene where Santa's Little Helper mates with She's the Fastest.
It's great,
so
good.
But see, David Merkin said he knew that they could show the dogs having sex in a manner that wasn't explicit.
Yeah.
But in the scene's final version, you only see them from the shoulders up. But the full uncensored version was released on DVD, where you see I think it was more like the cruise animatic.
yeah, Bart even like, he's trying to jump over him, but he can't quite do it. Come on, boy, you can do it. And like,
I just love those moments where it's like kids are just being kids. Like, he's so naive.
And even then, it was just the announcer, like, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end. The end of dog racing.
And then we get that joke, the Texan, like, oh, it's so funny. So simple.
What is it like? Won't you miss her
loyalty and companionship? And like, he laughs for so long. Yeah. It's like, lady, you're all right. Like, it's almost like, did he have a problem with her before? That he's like, you know what? You're all right. I just think, I don't know what it is about the big Texan character.
He's great. Like, and you see, he had red hair here. Or kind of red brownie hair.
Oh.
Compared to his usual white.
Yeah.
You get then, like, the next kind of part is showing them having their relationship, very lady in the trap. You know, it was nice.
I liked it, yeah, that was fine. Yeah,
but nothing jumps out at me. Like,
I did like Luigi or Dave. Oh, yeah. It fell on the floor.
And then you kind of have the birth of...
Yeah.
I don't know, it was just so sweet, I thought, this part. Where
they're just giving birth to all the puppies.
It was so nicely done. Where it was like, all these little miracles, great music.
Yeah.
And they're all like, every time the little puppy comes out, they're like hugging it real close and find a little place for it. It was just really sweet.
Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
And then, I never noticed this before, but it was like, the Snowball sees that it's 25, Snowball 2 sees it's 25 dogs.
Yeah.
She like rubs her eyes like, and like knocks the thing of catnip off the counter.
Oh, I never noticed that.
It's like I'm high or whatever.
Oh. I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah, and of course,
great gag of 25.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, I like it.
then, like, you kind of just get a couple of, like, it's very vignette-y, very sketchy. Like, they're yes. short, punchy, like.
That's exactly what it is.
You know, it's like each thing is like.
Homer eating the chips, like.
Yeah, Homer eating the chips, the puppy's eating Bart's socks, like.
I did like the animation of that where they just completely.
Yeah, going, like, and he opens the drawer. Yeah.
But the, I did the TV the, one. Oh, it's the best. God.
Look at Bradford, too. Isn't that cute? He thinks he's one of the models, Inc.
Get that cat out of the way.
Yeah,
like, so funny, and like what cute. Makes it is the frown at the end that everyone's yeah. frowning at the cat, where the cat goes, yeah. "Get that cat out of the way!" Like, he's so angry straight away.
Yeah, it's so the poor so cat. Good.
Everyone's like, angry at him.
But it is like it doesn't give it enough time to breathe. I don't. This is maybe where I was like, okay, this is like if you're talking about this being Act Two,
yeah.
Like, it's starting to lose me a little bit, maybe in Act Two, where
yeah.
it's just so choppy, it's just so jumpy. Like, it's not bad.
It's kind of like it's just reliant on, not just reliant on the jokes, but it's almost like the Bart Gets an Elephant one, where it's like the premise is the episode.
Yeah.
And they're just dancing around the premise, sort of thing.
Yeah. But then, like, it kind of saves it, I think, as well, that I'm like. They want to get rid of the dogs. First of all, the grandpa joke, where it's like, is that what we do?
Yeah,
we just get rid grandpa. Of them. It's like, hello.
I know.
And then they're like, okay, one more chance. You know, if they do anything wrong, though, they're gone. It's like, on a completely unrelated topic,
yeah.
I'm having a lovely yeah. dinner party tonight. Like, and even Homer's like, oh, splendid, who's coming? Like,
it's such a sketch show yeah, episode but, this is. Yeah.
But this one, because they know it's a parody of, like, you know, a sitcom, essentially. Yeah. Like, you know, and it's, you know, it's who's coming? It's like Reverend Lovejoy, your old army drill sergeant, and the auditor for the IRS.
Like, what?
Yeah. And even the setup where he's like, Simpson, this evening has gone so flawlessly. That's I was forget you were so you were mistakenly let out of the army a month early.
And then, I mean, they get the whole thing. So the auditor is impressed.
Yeah.
So he's not going to audit them anymore. And then the sergeant and the delectable turkey starts walking around the table.
Dear Lord, it's a demon bird.
And just the Simpson. See you at Reveille, 0500 tomorrow.
See you at the IRS.
See you in hell. From heaven.
Yeah, great. and then they're kind of looking for a home for the...
Can I ask you, would you ever host a dinner party in the traditional sense? Of like you all sit around the table and eat a meal.
Yeah, I would like to, yeah. Yeah, it's just fun.
Tell me when, Terry.
You gonna host?
No, I'll show up. I'm not cleaning up.
When this not cleaning up. When this whole COVID is finished,
lovely.
I won't be hosting. I could hold a one out the back garden, I guess.
Barbecue style.
Yeah, sure.
I tell you, I've been having some barbecues, and I've been at the beach this weekend. It's been a lovely.
Where was this at the start of the show?
I forgot.
It's like pulling teeth. It was 6 weeks
ago. I forgot.
Deep pull for you Larry yeah. David fans out there.
Yeah, I forgot all about it.
And
there's me talking about children's entertainers shitting on other people. And I could have been talking about my nice day at the beach.
Well, we know what's on your brain.
Listen, moving on.
Yeah. So basically then we get the old Burnsy showing up.
I love this gag of them getting like, I like the way the Homer stands up to him and says they're not for sale, but
yeah.
the way he just, like, there's no, it's just straight away, he's like, just putting them in the bag.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. But I love Burnsy's response, like, oh, of course not. Like he's
not even listening, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Homer is like, bracing himself, oh, well, they're your puppies. It's fine. Like, you know.
They're all just looking the other way, Homer scratching his ass, and then he just takes them. He's like, honestly, you don't put enough thought into your schemes anymore.
Here you go. And you too. And then, like, basically, you're into the last act here.
I forgot that it was so late in the episode that Burns took them, like.
So, like, you get kind of Wiggum in. Again, another bit of a sketch where it's like, you're getting powdered sugar all over my floor, Chief.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's
so annoying. Wiggum annoyed me in that scene.
Like, it didn't need to be there. Like, it's just like a filler scene, really.
Yeah.
But, well, maybe actually it does serve a purpose because he's like, maybe Mr. Burns will sell you one of the 25 he just got.
So Bart needs to go trekking. They get in surprisingly easy right up to the building, like, considering all the protection Burns he has. You see Burns, like, even though he's going to kill them, I still thought it was a nice scene of him. It's like, there you go. Just bathing them. Sleeves rolled up, just like, you never see Mr. Burns like that.
And then you get the Showstopper Supreme. Probably the best song the Simpsons have ever done.
Yeah.
I think so, like, right?
I think that was it David Merkin? The song, I can't remember which one of the writers, I should know, but I think it was David Merkin who wrote it, but he just went and wrote it, like, in one night, because he knew that they needed a song.
It's ridiculous. Like, what does it say here? Mike Scully wrote it.
Mike Scully, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it's the rhymes are very clever, and they certainly are, like...
It's brilliant.
It's just all, like, it so seamlessly goes into it.
Who you see... Some men hunt for sport, others hunt for food. The only thing I'm hunting for is an outfit that looks good. See my vest, see my vest, made from real gorilla chest. Feel this sweater, there's no better than authentic Irish setter. See this hat, 'twas my cat, my evening wear, vampire bat. These white slippers are albino, African endangered rhino, grizzly bear underwear, turtles' necks, I've got my share. Beret of poodle on my noodle, it shall rest. Try my red robin suit, it comes one breast or two. See my vest, see my vest, see my vest. Like my loafers, former gophers, it was that, or skin my chauffeurs, but a greyhound fur tuxedo would be best. So let's prepare these dogs.
Kill two for matching clogs.
See my vest, see my vest. Oh, please, won't you see my vest? I really like the vest.
I gathered, yeah.
And, like, even the idea of, like, when it goes, these white slippers are albino, African endangered rhino, grizzly bear underwear, turtle's necks are good, mate. Like, just the, like, it just rolls into it, like,
I think, like, is that, I know it was, like, a bit of a parody on Be Our Guest, I think.
Yeah.
Was that the same tune?
Be our guest.
Yeah, it is. Like, I never seen that.
Look, when it comes to Beauty and the Beast, that's not my bag.
No, I only watched it. I only watched it for the first time like this year, and like it's good.
I liked. I liked Gaston. I think he got a bit of a bum rap, to be honest.
Yeah, he certainly did.
He got fucking killed at the end. They murdered him.
I'd be a little bit disappointed if I was Belle and I seen what the Beast looked like in human form.
Better looking as the Beast, I thought, to be honest.
He's better looking as the Beast.
Yeah. Maybe that's just because I have a beard and
too clean I've chain. Grown my hair. Well, we appreciate a good facial hair. We appreciate a lot of hair, too. Anyway.
So, you kind of get them... They throw them down the laundry chute, and then... I did like the gag of, like... But that's impossible. Like, they're just down there first. Like,
oh, I love that. It's like, I love, first of all, the handle turning... when they're trying to get the dogs away, and the handle is just rotating several times. Yeah. It's like, what? And then, like, when they go down, I actually love the fact that there's just no explanation of, like, that's impossible. They're there
and
already.
And the idea of, like, Burns, the only reason that everything, they get away from it is he's so old. He can't bend down quickly enough to pick up the dog, so it gives them the chance to like pull the socks or whatever.
Now it's just a case of bending over. I did like the bit where he hands Lisa the phone. He's like, "Here's a phone. Call someone who cares." It's like, "No, what? Give me that."
And then basically, I did like Burns like, "All right, you win. I have to kill them all."
Yeah.
I was like, oh, but they're so wretchedly adorable. 25 little Rory Calhouns. Like, I can't do it, but I can kill you. And like, it's just each one.
He's just trying to kill somebody.
Even though they're standing there like, oh, look at you there on your hind legs, like a couple of little Rory Calhouns.
They really make that joke work by, they like, use it the perfect amount.
And then even at the end, like, I know it's supposed to be Cruella de Vil or whatever, he's like, oh, I have, I shall never do, you know.
Yeah, wear any clothing made from an animal. I can do a music trick.
Just the idea of, like, of course they're going to grow up to be an investment. And, like, you know.
25 dogs, 25 world champions, which have earned their owner over $10 million. I mean, whoever gave those dogs is kicking themselves now. That's such a dark
ending.
So dark.
Like Homer batting the light bulb, but it looks like he's hung himself. And like Marge's like, Homer, no!
Like for a second, Marge thinks that Homer's just hung himself. Like, for the love of God, no! Yeah. And then just turns around.
I do like the sound of like he's just like batting it, and then it's like
I like that, yeah.
Like the explosion, and then that's the episode. Really, like
it is like a series of sketches. Yeah,
a slight but enjoyable episode, I have to say.
Terry, can I dare I get us into ratings?
Please.
Look at this breakdown of yesterday's show.
Kaboom! Let me ask you something, Mr. Sucker. What's your final thoughts?
I tell you, you got a new little catchphrase there.
Yeah,
huh?
Just went with it, yeah.
Yeah. I
feel like it's better than, what did you think of it? Well, we know what you thought of it.
Yeah. I think I would say, it's enjoyable episode. Not a lot to chew on, but it does give you... You know, it's given me one of the highlights of the series, which is, See My Vest.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember, like, being in work and working away, and I'd be, like, going through that in my head. And I'd be challenging myself to get the words right. And it's just an earworm. It would just stick in my head the whole time. Like, you know, I think it's fantastic. Like, I think it's the best song they've ever done.
I'd put it up with Monorail.
I think it's better than Monorail. Like Monorail, for me, like I'd have a few others ahead of Monorail in terms of musical ones. Like I'd have Springfield ahead of Monorail.
Springfield. Ooh.
Yeah. I might have the shopping malls down.
I might have the Burlesque House song.
No, see that one for me would be lower than Monorail. But I would have Planet of the Apes.
Oh yeah,
a bit behind this one, and even I'm checking in.
Oh, checking in straight to the top for me. I love checking in.
No more looking pale or thin. No more bugs beneath your skin.
Oh, I just want to sing that song now. Yeah. Can't wait for that one.
Tuck it
out. Literally every time I'm at the airport, I make that joke.
Do you?
I'm checking.
I never think.
Sometimes in my
airport.
Own head.
But look, it's not the worst one this year, but it's not
not the best.
No, what did I give last week's episode?
I don't. Oh, I do know. Hang on, you gave it an 8.8.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I was just wanting to make sure I wasn't making a fool out of myself because I was going to give this one an 8.6.
Okay, that's pretty high.
I mean, it's still a pretty good episode. Like, it's just...
Yeah. What about your MVP?
MVP is Homer. Just because I thought, for another one of these shows where it's really kind of... Nobody's the main character. Like, the dogs are the main character.
Yeah.
But also the kids, you know, are
equal measure.
But it's another one of these Homer as an assassin. Just... flitting in with these killer jokes and then just standing back, you know, coming up from the shadows.
If you're asking me, Terry, which you didn't, but
I never do,
I would give this episode an 8.4.
That's pretty high for you.
Yeah, I quite liked it. Now, it had some big laughs. The lady, you're all right one was a big one. The get that cat out of the way, huge laugh. Like, you know, how could I not love it?
Get that guy out of the way.
But it is, like, plot-wise, it's fairly thin.
It's thin. It is thin.
My MVP would also be Homer, I'm going to say it. But no, I mean, like I said, if I was watching them, if I wasn't a purist, which I don't think I am, I would say that this was a better one than Lisa's Wedding. I rated it accordingly because I gave Lisa's Wedding an 8 last week. So that's that.
Right. Well.
Should we get our plugs in, Terry?
Sure. Why don't you hit me with some stuff? Well, why don't we talk about what we're talking next week before we get onto our plugs? This is gonna be one you're gonna like. It's very Seymour Skinner heavy.
The PTA dispense.
Yes.
Yes.
So I hope it holds up, I have to say.
Oh, please. I love this one. Even the title's got an exclamation point in it.
Yeah. So we're hopeful.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I'll look forward to that one. And if you want to join us there, Instagram, Twitter, at PutItInHPodcast. You can email us at PutItInHPod@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Put It In H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. Where else can they find us, Terry?
Well, you can find us... The two of us are doing a little thing over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of new... Now, let me get this right. Patrons.
Yes, we've had a few new ones for June already. Thank you very much.
But me and Andy are doing a side project, sister podcast, whatever you want to call it, called... Mm-hmm. What's So Great About, where we are basically, I am trying to tell Andy what's so great about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the MCU.
Yes. Terry has seen them all and he loves them. I have not seen any of them. Well, I've seen the first six.
Six now.
I think now. And love two I'm of them. Generally not into these types of movies, we'll say. But you know what? I've been surprised by a couple and my criticism was... widely confirmed for a couple of them.
So we are up as far as, by the time this drops, we'll be up as far as Iron Man 3.
We're about to record that now.
We also every other week drop a little bonus episode on kind of random topics that we've got. So we've done episodes on Disney Plus, we've done episodes on the Royal Rumble.
Terry's emotional journey, where Terry listens to my top 5 emo tracks.
We did one on The Last Dance, and we did one little thing called Pilot Season, where myself and Andy challenged each other. We picked a show for either of us to watch that we hadn't seen the pilot episode of that show, and I feel like I got on there.
Terry recommended the show You to me, and I feel like my cat is that character in You, that like. Some murderer in another life, but like I'm petting it, like it's no big deal. Another mouse, found another mouse this morning in the garden.
Enough with the cat stuff, Andy.
I can't get over it, Terry, and I'm gonna keep updating you with every kill.
She's a wild cat. Let her be.
Let her
kill.
I just wish I could see it happening. Anyway,
So yeah, yes. So that is a $5 a month donation. We'll get you all of that content. Now, if you cannot afford that, and I know times are hard at the moment, so much stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
Another way you can help support the podcast is give us a 5-star review.
Only.
A 5-star rating or a review. A nice little few words. Really helps put a spotlight on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Helps us grow the podcast, you know.
Yeah, please do that.
More earballs on the product, as they
specifically
say.
The money, though. Right, Terry? Specifically the money is what we're after.
Andy is the business side of things. I'm the Mark Zuckerberg. No, wait, I don't want to be Mark Zuckerberg. I'm
the other guy.
Yeah, no, because he's the business side of the movie. Anyway, I'm the creative vision. Andy is the number cruncher. There. Which is quite ironic, really, because in real life, I'm
you're
a number
cruncher. And I'm the creative one. We're like the original this all the time. Well, listen.
Anyway,
Terry,
we'll leave it there. So, as the man says.
Thank you for joining us, people.
Yes. And like I said, we know there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world. So, hope you're all doing your best to stay safe. Mm-hmm. And glad you could join us for this episode. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bon appetit. I don't know. I never think about it.